Happy Christmas Day! It has come at last, and I know that there are various restrictions and many things to disappoint us, but let us rejoice because we are celebrating the birth of Jesus into our world. So we start by singing, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." Lord Jesus, be born in us today. Word of God became flesh in us, that we might live your gospel. Light of the world, shine in us and through us for the sake of your world. Loving God, help us to see your grace, to hear your voice, and to follow you in your way, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. God of the past, present and future, encircle in your love and care those for whom we pray. For the housebound, keep warmth in heart and home, and cold and loneliness at bay. For the homeless, give shelter and hope, and save from despair and addiction. For those facing violence in the home, affirm their worth and dignity, protect them from the blows, and shield them from scorn. For those who are missing a loved one, and Lord, today We pray indeed for the parting of Morris. We pray for Dawn, his daughter, for his granddaughters, for all his relatives. Lord, we thank you for his faith. We thank you that he is now with you, no longer pain, but with you in joy. And Lord, we remember all that he has done, a faithful member at Barden for many, many years, a member of the coffee morning at Barton. And Lord, we remember the house group in his home, how he and Silver welcomed us. We remember too how he came to our coffee morning back in St. Martin's. But Lord, there's so much more we would remember. A faithful and a loving man, a loving husband, a loving father. Lord, we thank you for every memory of Morris. But Lord, we pray not only for Dawn, but for all the family and friends. Be very close to them, Lord. And be with all those people who are missing the loved one not with them this year for a variety of reasons. May memories be precious, not morbid nor morose. God of the past, present and future, encircle in your love and care those for whom we pray today. Amen. Now we're going to sing the next song, The Holly and the Ivy.
Jesus.
Our reading this morning is from John 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. The next carol we celebrate because we're going to sing God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray.
For tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. For tidings of comfort and joy.
From God our Heavenly Father blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same, how that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Fear not, then, said the angel, let nothing you affright. This day is born a Savior, a virgin pure and bright, to free all those who trust in him from Satan's power and might.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Now to the Lord sing praises, all you with true love and brotherhood each other now embrace.
This holy tide of Christmas all of us doth deface.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Our message today, you may remember that at the Sunday carol service with all the carols and readings, we said, let's celebrate. Celebrate what? Celebrate Jesus. And today, my friends, we've just heard John 3:16 read to us by Graham, and the title, we celebrate once again. And surely our celebration should continue. Two very short points, because we always make sure that we don't take too long on Christmas morning. So what do we celebrate? The first one I've got is God's love. God so loved the world, we heard it, didn't we? Yes, there is someone who does love both you and me. And he will never let us down. His love is greater than any other. His love is pure, loyal, and faithful. And number two, as we celebrate his love, it is too great for us to keep it to ourselves. Our God loves all people without any reservation. And this he wants everyone to know about. So the challenge to those who believe that Jesus is God we are to become his ambassadors, and we are to share with others about his love, God's love. And we need not fear, because God's Spirit equips us and empowers us to share his love with others. So yes, rejoice, celebrate. I tell you this, I know Maurice well enough to know that he loved God and he wasn't ashamed to tell people. So let us celebrate and share God's love, and may many come to know him as their Saviour. God bless you all. Have a very happy Christmas. Amen. And now we're going to sing Good Christians All Rejoice.
Good Christian men.
Lord our God, how wonderful you are. We pray, Lord, that we might always know your love, your peace, and your care. And may your blessing, the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, be with us and all those we love, both this day and forevermore. Amen.